Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today's discussion is about Tadawul, Saudi stock market, and Dubai, NASDAQ, Dubai, the new name, Dubai Stock Exchange. What's happened recently is truly extraordinary. I'm going to show you some of it in a moment. Some of it is going to be based upon platforms, computer systems. The second part is going to be talking about the growth of the region and the growth rate of the region. Let me go into it in some detail, if I may. As the GCC continues to merge and use the same software platforms and exchanges as Europe and America, it should be easier to attain fair market value for both equities and bonds in the region. This is just another step in the master plan that has thus far brought lenders and borrowers together with opportunity to finance the development of the region with meticulous attention to detail. The results of implementing this strategy are available in satellite imagery below. Of course, the creditworthiness of the region is obvious. One of the 8 wonders of the world in terms of architectural masterpiece. The type of tangible evidence should be reflected in the ratings S&P, Moody's, and Fitch. Our aim is simple. We'd like to apply the principles of economics founded in Adam Smith's book, The Wealth of Nations. Specifically, the chapter is referring to freedom of cash flow. The idea there being, we'd like to be able to say that cash should flow to the highest possible returns on investment, with the appropriate risk valuation, of course. Let's take a closer look at the latest efforts to leveling the playing field and enhance transparency through the financial markets in the region. First of all, let me analyze the similarities. What are the actual backbone infrastructures to the Tadawul Stock Exchange and to NASDAQ Dubai? The Tadawul Stock Exchange uses a program called Saxon. It's a large, powerful program. It has capacity. It has power. It can take volume. It can take a lot of companies. We are currently only listing 128 stocks for Sukuk Istithmar Islamic Bonds, a series of mutual funds. But that's it. The pipeline for IPOs, initial public offering, of equities, mutual funds, and Islamic bonds, Sukuks, is growing dramatically. The mandates have been signed, and the prospects for the region are huge. I've attached a link. You can click on it, and you can take a look at Tadawul yourself. Please feel free to explore it. It's a fantastic website. Extraordinary, extraordinary amounts of information. It's growing. It's extraordinary for the region. It's doing very well. Let's take another look now on a different issue. This is the NASDAQ Dubai. On the other hand, the NASDAQ Dubai Exchange uses the Xtreme platform, which is currently experiencing very little volume. It's designed to be for smaller to medium-sized exchanges. There's less than 20 equities listed, less than 20 conventional bonds, less than 20 Islamic bonds, and less than 20 structured products on the NASDAQ Dubai. For further details of listings, how to get listed, how to use the program, go to the website. I provided the link. Please explore it at your leisure. Fantastic things are happening here, ladies and gentlemen. We are leveling the playing field. Well, let me go into a little bit more detail, if I could, on a comparison of the programs. We've done a thorough analysis of the Tadawul and NASDAQ Dubai from a variety of different perspectives. Let's discuss the platform of the computer exchange. We mentioned Saxis, and we mentioned its capacity. We mentioned the Xtreme. We want to give you a little bit of history with regards to where these programs came from. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, from America to the Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, to Dubai, they're all using a program sold by NASDAQ OMX. The fact of the matter is NASDAQ was an American company. It merged with OMX in the Netherlands. And now it's a European-American company. They sold us their software program, Saxis, to build the Tadawul. It was just recently installed, I believe, in 2006, 2007. Nasdaq Dubai is using a smaller program because it's a smaller market. It's called Xtream. I mentioned it earlier. The fact of the matter is, across the board, ladies and gentlemen, from America to Europe to the Middle East, we're all linked with Nasdaq OMX technology. The affiliations with the Nasdaq OMX software platforms should facilitate the growth of Islamic finance in the region and the world. Let me say that one more time because it's very important. I want to get this message across. The affiliations with this Nasdaq OMX software platform should facilitate the growth of Islamic finance in this region and the world. So, is there going to be growth in the region? What is this region? What is going on here? Very exciting story. Let me tell you all about it. We're living in very exciting times here, ladies and gentlemen. The GCC region seems to have the most growth potential in the current global economy. Around the world, we have the most potential. They have designed a self-sustaining growth strategy. That's excelling in real estate development in a variety of ways. When I say real estate development, I'm not just talking about houses. Let me show you. Take a closer look at this, would you? Industrial development. Economic cities full of manufacturing plants, universities, medical research, laboratories, entertainment centers, new airports, marine ports, trains. The trains are connecting the cities together. Not even. They're also going to connect to the region. We're talking about the different countries in the region. Fantastic things are happening in terms of transportation, in terms of development of manufacturing plants, in terms of production. Fantastic things are happening. I can take you to websites in a moment. You're going to be able to take a closer and closer look at this. Or do it at your own leisure. Everybody knows about this. SAGIA, S-A-G-I-A. Fantastic organization. Take a close look at what they're doing. There's a lot of these economic cities blooming like flowers. It's wonderful. Letter B, commercial development. In these cities, they're developing shopping malls, extraordinary shopping malls. Shopping malls with playgrounds, shopping malls with extraordinary outlets, very well air-conditioned. Everything is perfect. Escalators left, right, and center. Some of the most fantastic places I've been to in my life. You want to almost live there. You love the place so much. Coffee shops, restaurants, eateries. You're going to enjoy this. Take a closer look at the shopping malls currently existing in Jeddah and the ones they're shooting for around the world. Fountains. I mean, it's really great. Those are the distribution outlets for the actual production plants. So they're the things they're going to be actually producing in the manufacturing facilities. Of course, they're going to be sold through the malls. Letter C, residential development. Both luxurious homes and apartment buildings. These are really classy. I'm going to show you in the video. You're going to be able to take a look at some of the fantastic things they're working on. Wonderful designs. I mean, this talk of buildings that are a kilometer tall. Fantastic things they have. Eighth wonder, ninth wonder. This region may look like truly extraordinary. Take a closer look. The aforementioned formula will spur growth in both jobs and innovation, of course. The economic cities are running an aggressive marketing campaign inviting Fortune 500 companies to step up and set up their manufacturing plants in the region, thus vitalizing both local and international economy, vitalizing the world. Extraordinary. The GCC region has huge growth potential that's fueled by real estate development, the ingenious economic master plan. The GCC economic model is truly visionary as it incorporates the latest technology in the financial markets to raise the funds to be able to facilitate the development of the region. Please take a closer look at our interactive architectural masterpieces on the maps, the interactive maps. On these maps, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see some of the most extraordinary things you've ever seen in your life. I've never seen it before. I mean, from the ocean, they've developed cities. From the ocean, they've developed extraordinary hotels and resorts. Lovely things are happening. In terms of credit worthiness, if I had $100 or $1,000, I'd invest a year. These are people that we've given money to in the past. They've developed these things that you can see from your satellite on your computer. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the GCC, and welcome to the KIN.